Well, here we are, episode 19, and as promised, the show will be called Dismember the High Elf. Today we'll be going over High Elf Army Tactics in the anti-form, meaning that we're going to pick up tactics to use against these dress-wearing hula dancers. Anyway, that's all I can do without being too profane or, pretty disgusting. I can get pretty disgusting. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and talk about High Elves for a minute in the non-let's-kiss-their-butt form like I did last month. First and foremost, if you're a High Elf fan, and this might upset you, so you can go ahead and skip past this one. Or if you just want to laugh at me and say, hey, this guy is a jerk and he doesn't know what he's talking about, please keep it going. I mean, listeners are listeners, and, I don't know. That's all I got. Well, anyway, we went over and we talked about, the strengths of the High Elves. And what I'd like to talk first, before we get started on this, is I remember opening up a White Dwarf a few years back, right before this High Elf Army book came out. And I was pretty sickened. I was just like, oh my God. They took an army, and they totally wasted the rules of composition that every other army has to follow, giving High Elves extra core, and I mean not extra core, but extra special and rare choices. And then on top of everything, they gave them the strength of Furion or some crap like that, but basically what revolves around is the always strike first rule. Okay, well, that's not entirely that bad, so to speak, so I was like, okay, High Elves always strike first. So I thought to myself, okay, well, they're still going to have to go in order, if they got great weapons or anything like that. Little to my dismay, or much to my dismay, Games Workshop said, screw that, High Elves are going first every time. Doesn't matter if they charge, didn't charge, have great weapons, such and so on. And that's what actually has turned a lot of people that play the game and don't play High Elves a little bit of the angry side. Games Workshop came through and they tried to justify this, and they were like, in the same article, I didn't go through and figure out what our White Dwarf issue this was, but someone emailed me, let me know, and I'll put it in the next one. But anyway, they tried justifying it, saying that High Elves have lived thousands of years, and they had all this practice with their weapons and their chains since birth, blah, blah, blah. High Elves are painters, poets, and that's it. I mean, they might be a warrior class, but there's not much of them there. Let's look at what other armies had verbal diarrhea there. But anyway, what other armies have been around as long as the High Elves? Could it be Dark Elves? Well, Dark Elves have been along just as long as the High Elves. Matter of fact, they came from the same culture. What about Wood Elves? Wood Elves are the same thing. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, oh, Sean, High Elves have their benefits, and Dark Elves have their benefits, and I'm going to throw out Dwarfs there, too. And Dwarfs have their benefits. But Games Workshop's explanation of why High Elves get a strike first, in my opinion, is earmuffs for the young bullshit. This rule lets High Elves break the army rule for great weapons, two-handed weapons. Allows them to strike first, no matter what. And that's pretty tough nut to crack. I heard High Elf advocates out there saying, well, we only have toughness 3, and our crappy armor, you can really blow through it. Let me see, your toughness 3, well, let's take your basic core choice of your spearmen that fight in 3 ranks. Toughness 3, strength 3, light armor, shield, hand weapon, and spear. And always strike first. Well, that's basically you describe the friggin' Dark Elf while you're at it. Oh, wait a minute, don't forget about the Empire Halberdier. Undead, skeletons, toughness 3, strength 3, weapon skill 2, for Christ's sake. They're not striking first without any type of magical bonus or anything. So I think that, they made the rule, they went with it, and they try to cover their own butts with it. So we, the other players, are stuck with this. It's pretty unique army. It's strong. it does have its weaknesses, and we'll go over them today, but in a general, without using any type of, you know, if you go into a tournament and you're playing against high elves and you have to make a general list, I mean, you can really get nailed by this. So, it sucks. I'm just going to say that. The high elves, they're a great army. Totally, I do think that they overcompensate with the always strike first. It's not fair to a lot of the rest of the Warhammer world. I mean, there's 13, 12 other races out there with toughness 3. Three other ones have been alive just as long as high elves and don't get a strike first. So, I have no quarrels about giving a unit always strike first if it's bought like Knights of the Inner Circle or something. Like, say, you have your Sword Masters of Hoth, and they get a strike first because they took the special character or something. I don't have a problem with that, but the whole army-wide rule, always striking first, that doesn't settle with me. Well, let's go ahead and look at some things that the High Elf player has to worry about. And also, these things are actually the things that are their benefits and their vice. As you remember last time, I stated that the High Elves don't have troops to sacrifice anything. This is, in fact, can be the case or not, depending on the general you'll be facing. If he likes to min-max everything and use his points wisely, it's not going to affect you in the size of a game against him as it would anybody else playing. The troops really aren't that expensive to actually say that this is a downfall. I mean, if you go through and you look at Wood Elves, I mean, they're archers. Regular archers, friggin' 12 points. You know, they don't get a strike first. Oh, yeah, their bows are strength 4, less than half range. High Elf Archer, considerably cheaper. Light armor, always striking first. Can stand and shoot, still devastate. The High Elf player does, in fact, have to learn to stay together, and there's few High Elf generals that would remember this rule. Because the High Elf army does allow you to take Great Eagles, more dragons than anybody else, and 3 sets of cavalry models, being Beaver Knights, Silver Helms, and Dragon Princes. And this is not even including the chariots and the White Lion chariots that they can have. So a lot of people get this big old feeling of bravado and they like to charge out and break apart their units. So when playing High Elves, always be prepared to focus on the weak point that inevitably the High Elf player is going to produce. Unless they're playing a static standstill, I'm going to sit behind my my leadership caster on a dragon with his bolt throwers and just sit there the whole game and just pelt you. High Elves have a pretty strong magic. This is this upsets me a bit. Just go ahead and just try your best with magic against High Elves. They can shut down your whole phase and such. I don't really have a sound strategy against High Elf magic except play more mages. I do play vampire counts, and well, as many of you know, vampire counts will play quite a few mages. Okay, before we continue, let's start off with talking about what armies I do play, and you'll see my background of dealing with such a problematic foe. I do play vampire counts. I have been tinkering with Bretonians. I play Dogs of War. And I have experience, but not a great amount with Dark Elves, especially in the new army book yet. With that, let's go on to how I sometimes, and most of the times for that part, depending on the general, can pretty much handle High Elf army against any of the armies I use. First is high toughness. For the most part, outside of Sword Masters and White Lions, High Elves have a strength 3, So anything with 4 or higher toughness is going to slow down a high elf warrior, whether it be always striking first or not. High armor is another thing. So you got high armor, high toughness. It is a great combination. Ogre should be able to excel at this, but like I said, I'm not a not expert on that. I do, for the most part, I do like using my blood knights to perform to go through with this task. For my Dogs of War, I do use the dwarf units that are available to me, and the ogre units. Dark elves, like I said, I haven't got a chance to play a new dark elf army book yet against the high elves, but I have noticed you focus on a lot of strength 4, toughness 4 if you can help it, and armor above 4 if you can. And there's some armies like wood elves that just are not going to be able to get that armor save. But one weakness that the high elves have is definitely playing the fact that they are average. Strength 3, toughness 3. They do have a great leadership, but poor armor save. But the rule for always striking first outweighs the negatives, I think. So with taking high toughness and armored troops against them, it seems to be a pretty positive defense against the high elf slaughter. When you're playing high elves, also don't scoff at the spearmen. Let's talk about that for a second. I was playing this one tournament. I took a unit of 20 zombies, and I charged a unit of high elf spearmen. I thought he'd harm a couple, then I live, and the guy was rolling phenomenally. High elf spearmen strike in 3 ranks on the defense. As well as striking first, they chewed through. I raised the unit almost back to where it was, just so I can stand another turn, just for them to wipe them out again. I definitely found out, that, toughness 3 against strength 3 is not going to win you too many battles. I made the mistake of committing too many units to the sides of the high elf, so do not do that unless you can actually break them. Or you have high enough toughness so they can't actually wound you back. Because just putting anything against the sides or rear of a high elf unit is just going to end up giving them free battle points. And, they're just going to kill you. And then you're going to lose in the end. And unfortunately, that, for the most part, is the case. Keep your units, if you're sure of a break, behind. So when they do run, you got somebody to run them down with. Just stay with, like I said, in this part we'll focus on the toughness and the armor value of the troops you can use against high elves. Dwarves, ogres, orcs, I think some lizardmen. I don't know if too much, I'm a big Empire player, so I don't know if Empire has anything. But if you have access to high toughness and high armor troops, use them. Don't be afraid of them. If you have an army like Petonian, don't be afraid of charging their knights or their spearmen. Yeah, it sucks, but hopefully your armor save can outweigh theirs, and you don't want to lose out on your charge bonus compared to what they can do. I think the Dragon Princes are the crappiest thing out there. Thanks Games Workshop again. I just like picking Ohio, so I'm sorry. Don't fear them. The biggest thing that the High Elves have, actually, is not really the fact that their army can strike first. That is horrible. But it's the psychology. And I'm not talking about the psychology where you're playing for your models to have. The psychology of the other player, knowing that everything can strike first. It can be devastating. For the first couple of months when that first book came out, around the local hobby store for a while, people were just, like, oh my god, I gotta play high elves, this sucks. And so many new high elf players showed up out of nowhere. It's just like, oh, look at me, I got my gray and pewter army, I'm gonna play, I'm never gonna paint it because this thing kicks ass. High elves are, they're easily overwhelmed. So if you are going to attack them by multiple units, make it coordinated. Focus. Have a goal and plan from the get-go. And we'll get to a little bit more of what I mean by that in a few minutes here. You got to realize that another weakness against High Elves is they only have one war machine. Even though I think it's the best war machine out there. Sure, it's not a template. This is what's bad for them. It's not a template, but what's good for them is, you know, with a ballistic skill 4. So take advantage of skirmish units, woods, cover whenever you can. Shut down their their great war machine. And remember, they only have one choice. The other is Great Eagle. Not too many people have a problem dealing with Great Eagles. I mean, they can be out there and trounce upon different war machines and stuff and just be a big pain in the ass. But, I mean, that's one downfall High Elves do have. All of their shooting in the army is strength 3. So that's good. I know that matches everyone else's outside of crossbows and handgunners and stuff like that. But that's a disadvantage we can look at, too. Like I said, high armor and high toughness troops are problematic. High elves have a poor armor and average toughness. That's what we need to focus on, is not their average toughness, because their average toughness is above average because everyone else has it, but their poor armor. One of my most feared units in the game, and a funny story about this, is the Swordmasters of Hoth. I played a 1,250-point tournament in Flint, Michigan one time. And my last game, I went undefeated, was against a High Elf player who went undefeated using the new army book at the time. I'm just going to tell you, this is the only unit I give respect to in the High Elf army. They look good. I like the little stories and fluff that go with them, and they're devastating. They are two attacks with great weapons, with heavy armor elves. They always strike first, and no matter what side you charge them on, they can fight you. So 1,250 points is not a big, you can't play around with points too much. So I decided to myself, I looked at what I could do in the High Elf army. He had archers. He had a unit of those scouting archers, Shadow Guard. He had some dragon princes. He had a mage. He was very good with his mage. A unit of swordmasters. And I thought to myself, well, I think that's about all he had. He might have had his block of spearmen, but I don't recall. So what I did is, I used some vampire counts, I used a lot of wolves and fell bats, and I used my speed and maneuverability to move around the High Elf army, and I totally, in every aspect I could, avoided the Swordmasters. And I suggest, if you can do it, avoid the hell out of Swordmasters. Unless you are Aetherol or have some great ward save on top of your armor save and high toughness, Swordmasters can tear you a new hole. But in most cases, they're not that hard to shy away from. Generally, people put them in a large group of either 20 to 25 with a banner. Most of the time, they'll throw a standard in there with a bow of Lothran or whatever the hell that is. That the axe is, gives you 3 shots at a pretty good strength and stuff. Just avoid them. I mean, let them waste their points in having this large unit of beautiful Swordmasters do nothing for the whole game. It's easy to contest the table quarter. So there, I don't know how much a unit costs, but let's say it's like 300 or some odd points. Don't forget that a 100-point unit can easily contest a table quarter. And making that, and not engaging that unit once in the game can actually help you out. Now, unfortunately, High Elves are fast, so you got to be faster. So other Elf armies are good to choose against High Elves, especially Dark Elves. In theory, I'm still miffed about the fact that I don't think the Dark Elves are as good as I think they should be, especially Executioner models compared to the Swordmasters, but that's we'll go over that in the Dark Elf show coming up. So, stay away from them. I mean, I'd rather be charged by a unit of Dragon Princes, Silver Helms, or whatever, before, I even take a dragon, being charged by a dragon over top of a unit of Swordmasters. It's hideous. You have to shut down that dragon, matter of fact. Most of the times, you're going to face a dragon. It doesn't matter what. Doesn't matter what size army you're playing against with a high elf army, but you're going to face a dragon, even if it's one of the mage dragon guy. So I suggest you always take something. Have an ace up your sleeve about how to take care of a dragon. Again, we're going to focus on high toughness, high armor, ward save, magic weapon that can either cause multiple wounds to targets. Can Bretonians have a virtue where if the guy is out there fighting and he faces a monstrous creature of some sort, he has a killing blow onto that creature? It's a very, very, very good Bretonian trick to do. Calidor's Bane, I think, is another one. It's a 3 plus strength on a charge against dragons, and they lose their scaly skin bonus. Another positive advantage. You do have to beware of the dragon. Whenever you're playing high elves, always just be prepared when you're making up your army list that you're going to be playing against one. And if you're always prepared to play against a dragon, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to play a dragon as well to counter a dragon, but don't get caught with your pants around your ankles. I mean, that loose dragon running around, picking out smaller units of skirmishers and units of spearmen that just don't have a chance against it, that are trying to claim table quarters or anything, it can be really devastating to your battle plan. So always prepare for dragon. Use high toughness and armor against high elves. Avoid the sword masters. If you have access to any always strike first units, use them. Use them to the max. Try and get ones with a higher initiative, because if you have a higher initiative and you're always striking first, you're going to go before even high elves. And if you don't have the higher initiative, you can roll off, so it's a 50-50 to see who's going to go first. I always suggest using something that will give you the always strike first if you can help it, to kind of balance that off. Don't be afraid to challenge with your characters. Usually high elf characters cannot handle, for the most part, especially if they're not on a dragon, can't handle other people's characters such as chaos or orcs or anybody for the most part, because the impending doom of the toughness 3, this is where only the toughness comes in. This is where I feel bad for elves in general. Toughness 3 on your lords and your special character and your characters. Wow, what a kick in the balls. But use that against them. I mean, it was just like, challenge them. I mean, there's so many things you can do. All ethereal units are great against high elves. Just make sure you're not doing something stupid and charging something that obviously as a hero or somebody who can take some crazy magic item or banners that make all attacks magical, that sucks ass too. And the big thing is just like safe sex. The best safe sex is abstinence. And when you can, I know this is a wuss way to say it, but if you don't have to play high elves, don't go seeking out. Avoid them. I know, that's a wuss excuse, isn't it? Well, anyway, well, here's this show. This is all about high elves and how to beat them. We can go through a little bit of what I got here in notes about specific armies versus them. Bretonians have to look out for that most of their troops, all their troops are strength 3, toughness 3 as well. You have an amount of spearmen and other things that have to worry about having toughness 3. Take out repeating bolt throwers as best and quick as you can. Use your trebuchets to hit the large blocks, especially swordmasters and spearmen. Watch out for the Mistress of the Marsh. Watch out for lower beasts against Bretonians. So be ready to use the spell scroll on that inopportune time when he, on that inopportune time of charge or something. Watch out for burning iron against knights in high armor. And don't let the high elf player, the best as you can, dominate the magic phase. This is where it's going to hurt Bretonians, I believe, the most, is the different amount of spells that they can shut down armor and magic and the beasts. So control your magic phase. That's what I say with Bretonians. You're not going to outshoot a High Elf army. So if you're playing Bretonians, go ahead and take out your peasants and everything, because you're not going to be playing them, as far as I'm concerned. Stick with the knights and just slaughter them. Use your trebuchet to take out larger units that are trying to flank your knights. Orcs and goblins are next, and they're going to be a hard army for the High Elves, because a lot of High Elf players think that they run a small elite force. They're going to be using psychology to their advantage when you're playing Orcs and Goblins. Unfortunately, spear blocks are extremely effective, as with the archers, even against the toughness 4 troops Orcs have. Don't forget that Goblins fear the Elves, and that sucks too. Archers are essential in a High Elf army, especially playing against Horde armies such as Orcs and Goblins. The main focus Orcs and Goblins player has to have is taking out the High Elf archery, if they can. To what veil can you do that? I'm not sure. But I know, I've seen the games played, and you know, you got your badass warriors and stuff out there slaughtering Orcs and Goblins, but they're not doing as great of a job as the archers are. The archers just... archers are devastating against the Orcs and Goblins. So if you're an Orc and Goblin general, focus on the... Dwarves, you got the best chance all out in general of playing against High Elves. You got your animosity towards them. You got your high toughness and your high strength. I'm not going to give you too much of a clue here, because you just have it all around good, and I congratulate you on that. Lizardmen, you can shut the hell down a magic phase from a High Elf player. You can do it. I suggest you do it. You have... your source warriors are higher toughness, especially with their scaly skin, and they can wear armor and crap on top of that. Don't focus too much on skinks when you're playing against High Elves. You do have to watch out. You can use the effectiveness, your unit of pterodons, I believe. And don't be afraid to take your dinos. They gave you dinos for a reason. Take them. Tomb Kings, you have a great advantage, too, with all the different ways you can cast spells. It makes it very hard for anyone to shut down your magic phase. It's going to force with all the units that you can bring up, and you're not going to break. The High Elf is going to have to keep his units tight, and his units have to help each other. So, watch out for the Spearmen, because they're insanely valuable against Tomb Kings, but and a lot of High Elf tactics are letting the Spearmen eat up your chariot, so don't fall victim to letting your valuable unit such as chariots get wiped out, wiped away by a unit of a basically core choice Spearmen. Hordes of Chaos, well, you have your own disadvantages. Let's talk about, you don't have shooting, you don't have a lot of other, so I believe focus on your, like I said, I'm not a chaos player either, so I'd focus on spawns and your high weapon skill, armor, and everything. That's about all I got for them. Dark Elves, we'll get more into them later on. Ogres are going to have fewer models than the High Elves, simple as that. You know, watch out taking too many wounds with ogres, and that's pretty much a given. There's not many panic can happen once you start losing stuff. Focus on getting in there. I don't really have a lot of other than that on that. Vampire counts, I have a lot of practice on. I think I went over a couple of them. Use your fear. Use everything you can, a vampire can, to bring down their leadership. Kill the High Elf general as quickly as you can, and a vampire count can do that quite easily, for the most part, even if he's on a dragon. Use fear to your advantage. Bring down their leadership the best you can, and enjoy your Banshee Scream is all I'm going to say. His Banshee Scream is the greatest thing in the world. Even if you don't bring down the leadership and you get a lucky roll of 2 6-sided with your +2, and you go through and kill a couple dragon princes that don't get armor saves, it makes you feel all warm and gooey on the inside. So always stick with your ethereal units if you can, especially with a Banshee. Skaven have they're going to overwhelm the High Elves a lot easier than even Orcs and Goblins. They have lots of power dice, so they're going to do good in they're going to do pretty good in Magic as well. So the Skaven player has to watch out for the fact that a good High Elf general is going to know that he's got to play a lot of archers to thin you down before you can get in. So if you're playing Skaven, be prepared for that. Shut them down so they can't shut you down, basically. I was just like, I sound like the Sphinx off of Mystery. What else? You're going to outshoot High Elves? You got Dryads, don't be afraid to use them. You have no armor on anything else, basically. So use your forest creatures, your Treekin, your Treemen, your Dryads against the High Elves. The High Elf is going to have to focus on your shooting. The only thing you really have to worry about with High Elf shooting is repeater bolt thrower fire. So find a way to shut down the repeater bolt thrower, and I'm pretty sure you have a pretty much even game. Well, I'm going to call it this is it for the show. I'm going to go ahead and probably do the next show tonight as well, which will be going over battle missions. The new White Dwarf. A couple things going on Warhammer around the area. So if you want to contact me, go ahead and contact me through Sean Hammer, the number 9, not the letter, at yahoo.com. You can also contact me through My Battalion. I am on Twitter as well. And I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, keep having fun and keep rolling those dice.